All right, let's talk about that.
Okay, so one of the things that I know has gone absolutely viral in the last 48 hours is this incredible story about a menorah being put up by the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin. Now, I've been thinking about it a lot over, you know, the significance of it. Just for those who don't know about it, I think maybe even a couple of months ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, the German president, not the chancellor, I don't know his name, came and approached the Chabad rabbi in Berlin and said, look, it's 80 years from Kristallnacht. What is it that we can do to commemorate that? What is a meaningful way in which we can commemorate this anniversary and to remind the world that we don't go down that very slippery path again? And Rabbi Tachtel, being a Lubavitcher Chassid and following the Lubavitcher Rebbe, said to him, well, my mentor and teacher always taught that one should always bring light to dispel darkness, and a little bit of light will dispel a lot of darkness. It's, you know, it's coming up to Hanukkah. Let's put up a giant menorah in front of the Brandenburg Gate, a place which, if you just go and Google, and the pictures have been circulating, is where many, many a fiery speech was given by Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shemoah, and the marches and the flags of, you know, of the Nazi regime, were, you know, in full. And let's light it there. And the president, the German president, was so touched. He says, I want to light, I want to light that candle. And so Rabbi Tachtel gave him the honor of lighting the shamash, after which the Hanukkah menorah was lit. And it there was a live broadcast from there. And it was a sweet irony, but again, just another fact. It was almost like a modern day Hanukkah story, a modern day Purim story, a modern day, you know, you tried to defeat us. Like, how scary and how formidable and how powerful was the Nazi regime, and how much destruction they brought in their path. And then what happens 80 years later is that we have people coming again, affirming goodness, kindness, light, honesty, integrity, like just that light dispels darkness. And one maybe would never have managed to imagine that, you know, 1932, 38, 45, and all the trials and tribulations we went to. But at the end of the day, who's around today? Yeah, you know, who is around? Where is the German, the German dynasty? Where are the Greeks? Where are the Romans? As Rabbi Jacobson, Wawa Jacobson likes, he says, they're around. Find them in Wikipedia. But who's around in reality?
In actuality.
In actuality.
What's interesting to me is when we were growing up, and I often think about this, Hanukkah wasn't a time, I mean, it was always a wonderful time, and we grew up religious, so we always lit our candles on it. But it wasn't celebrated in the way it's celebrated today. There's definitely been a global acceptance, finally, of this festival,
yes,
which is quite incredible.
Well, do you want to know a statistic? Interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many public menorahs are lit around the world?
11,000. So you know how I know that? Is I spoke last. Well, maybe that's the numbers wrong. Maybe maybe it's the one of the Chabad things.
I'll give you the Chabad statistic.
I thought it was. Maybe I'm remembered it wrong. But whilst on this trip, I connected very, very well with Rabbi Moti Seligson, who is the director of Chabad Media, and I had him on the show yesterday afternoon because I stood in for Kathy Kayla yesterday afternoon show, and we chatted on air because I found the history of the battle in America for lighting menorahs in public spaces to be one of the most interesting but yet tragic reflections on how Judaism and Jews have reacted to each other along the way. And of course, the story that I'm referring to is the fact that there were many Jewish organizations that tried to stop the Chabad organization from lighting candles in public, and they invoked all sorts of American laws of separation of religion and state in order to do so, and it actually reached the Supreme Court, which is horrific if one thinks about it. But ultimately, the lighting of the candles in public won out. And today you've got this massive acceptance all around the world.
So maybe he gave 11,000. Maybe that's the statistic for America.
Maybe.
Around the world,
so.
There's over 45,000 public menorah
lighters. Unreal.
And I think, you know, when we talk about, are we living in prophetic times, where are we on this continuum? For me, that is like a tremendous amount of light. That it might not be in the higher echelons of, you know, the political framework. It might not be in the higher power, you know, CNN News. But there is a ground movement of people who recognize light, who recognize...
Well, isn't that what this is? Exactly. Is this darkness and light? It's this battle
for
darkness and light.
It is.
And that's what the battle that's being defined all across the world in every area at the moment.
Chanukah comes from the word chinuch, which means education.
Right.
And the education is that you need to bring light, you need to bring information to people that people can open up and become what God wants us to be. Mm. He wants us to be lamplighters. He wants us to go out and light up the world just to another person, a smile, a random act of goodness and kindness. That's what is going to bring the, you know, Mashiach. It's not these high-powered, you know, where can you be and how much influence can you wield and, you know, how much corruptness you have to get involved in. In order to bring it. It's actually quite an amazing thing.
What was also was incredible, on this trip that I was on last week, we were waiting for President Rivlin to join us. We were at his home and all the journalists, and there were not really journalists, but media interest groups were sitting there, and somebody started singing Maoz Tzur. And everybody joined in. And you had this experience of Jews from around the world, all involved with media, sitting at the president's house, singing Maoz Tzur. And it just really was. There is something about Chanukah, about bringing light and about sharing positivity that changes the world.
And it's not too late for anybody, any listeners out there who haven't yet got a menorah. You can certainly, I know, contact Chabad House. They've run a program where they try to ensure that every single person had a menorah. You can go to one of the Jewish bookshops. And hey, there are so many programs around the whole of South Africa, every night in different places where you actually can stand up there and join and be
proudly.
There. And yeah, proudly. And just... be cognizant that you are a cog in this wheel and you can make light of your environment. You can, and
incredible.
You should.
And that's where we leave it. Adel Kozelski, time is 8:21. Thank you, as always, bringing light into the studio.